I'm Tim McGuire. White House doctor Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson says President Trump asked for a cognitive test along with the other medical tests during his physical. Jackson says he has no concerns about Trump's mental capacity.
If he had some type of mental cognitive issue, that this test is sensitive enough, it would pick up on it. He would not have got 30 out of 30 on the test.
Jackson says Trump needs to lose 10 to 15 pounds over the next year, so he's prescribed a diet lower in fat and carbohydrates and exercise. Despite that, the doctor says Trump's cardiac health is excellent. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was asked by Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin about President Trump's comments in last week's meeting at the White House, in which both were in attendance.
I don't remember specific word. What I was struck with, frankly, as I'm sure you were as well, was just the general profanity that was used in the room by almost everyone.
Did you hear me use profanity?
No, sir. Neither did I.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker blasted Nielsen for her answer.
When ignorance and bigotry is allied with power, it is a dangerous force in our country. Your silence and your amnesia is complicity.
The AP's Emily Swanson reports that Trump has set a record for lowest presidential approval rating, 39% during a first year in office.
The previous low point was set by Bill Clinton at 49%. Trump's average approval rating over his first year is just 39%. That's according to Gallup. In a July Gallup poll, they asked people who disapproved of Trump for their reasons why, and most cited his personality or character over issues. Really a big contrast from when they asked the same thing about Barack Obama in 2009 and George W. Bush in 2001. Far fewer cited personality or character as concerns at that point. Emily Swanson, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Snow and ice stretches from Texas through the southeast and up the Atlantic coast. A number of people have been hurt in an interstate pileup that included a Greyhound bus in Kentucky. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the snow hasn't started yet, it is coming to his state.
I am declaring a state of emergency for the entire state effective today. This allows us to deploy essential assets for storm response and storm recovery as needed.
Four San Francisco Bay Area residents who say they were injured by protesters during a riot ahead of a speech by a right-wing figure at the University of California, Berkeley, are suing the university and the city. In the suit, they claim officials failed to protect them from being pepper sprayed and beaten by a mob when they were trying to go to last February's speech. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.